Welcome to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong alongside Bill Alexander. Bill, we made it to May. How are you doing today?
It blows my mind that here it is and it's already May. It's a good thing, and of course we've only had wonderful weather for about a week or so at this point, so it really is nice that last weekend this feels like spring, if not early summer. Pretty good. I like it.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a beautiful time to be in this lovely state, but it's also a very important week for you and in the office, as WG Alexander Associates has their free webinars happening this week. You do these the second Wednesday of every month, and I know it's a busy but fun time for you guys in the office.
Well, second Wednesday actually is coming up this coming Wednesday, and of course I enjoy these webinars a great deal because I just enjoy being able to teach as much as we can on the subjects. And in the morning, our webinar is all about Medicaid and other long-term care programs that can help families pay for the horrible costs of long-term care. And it's important for folks to know what's available to them, what programs are out there, what can help them. They need to know when they cannot qualify for benefits and when they can. As I have mentioned on this show before, a lot of times folks' primary concern, it seems, when they come in is we need to protect our house. And yes, that is a primary concern. It's a legitimate concern. But the fact is that the home or the farm is only an issue if you actually need nursing facility care. And what I need to get across to folks is that there's actually a greater risk than needing nursing care. Because while a percentage of us will need nursing care, and so it's an issue for those folks, the majority of us will actually need some long-term care, but not nursing care. And again, and that can be costly, and oftentimes there's no government assistance available to us. Now, veterans may be in a better shape for some assistance at those levels than non-veterans, but at the same time, the fact is that most folks don't fall into the veteran category, and oftentimes oftentimes the home can be the one asset that can actually get people by. In order to be able to pay for the care that they need. Now, frankly, if a family needs nursing facility care for a loved one, then we can get most everybody on Medicaid and get most everybody on Medicaid fairly quickly. And truthfully, the biggest mistake that families make is not seeking the advice of an elder law attorney when they know that a family member is likely to need or will need some long-term care assistance, and particularly if they have a loved one that they know is going to need nursing facility care. But the fact is that the bottom line is that when you need long-term care, it's expensive, and our health insurance doesn't cover it. Medicare doesn't cover it. So it's the kind of thing where you got to have the money to pay for it. And if that's the case, you've got all this money at risk. and you're not seeking the advice. This is probably the most complex area of the law out there, and there's so much bad information on the street, and you're trying to figure it out on your own without getting professional advice. I mean, that's crazy. So it's really important for folks to seek the advice of an elder law attorney. And of course, I hope that they'll think about us and come to see W.G. Alexander and Associates when they need that kind of assistance. But it's the first thing that folks should do if they have a loved one that may need long-term care assistance is, why not get free advice from our webinar? Because that's what the morning webinar is all about. This is how Medicaid works. This is how special assistance works. This is how veterans benefits works. These are programs that you can get help very quickly. And of course, the biggest misunderstanding out there when it comes to Medicaid is that you have to be dirt poor to get it. And quite frankly, if you need nursing care, it is most middle class families, we can get most middle class families on Medicaid very quickly. We don't have to wait 5 years. You know, there is a 5-year look back, but almost everything we can do, we can do a lot of different, use a lot of different techniques, strategies to get somebody on Medicaid very, very quickly. And that's really important for folks to know. And of course, our webinar is sort of a no-brainer for folks to learn good, accurate information related to long-term care assistance programs that are available. And of course, everybody is interested in how do we protect our assets when, you know, we've worked our whole life to accumulate and we want to make sure nobody can take it away from us. And we'd like to be able to do something so they can't take it away from our children or grandchildren. And of course, the afternoon webinar is basically on asset protection and trusts and how folks can, in fact, create an estate that is asset protected. So there you go.
It's really easy to register if you are interested in attending any of the webinars. You just go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button. There you can register for either the morning session or the afternoon session, and it's completely free. There's no costs associated with the webinars. You just have to register in advance so that they know you're coming, and you get to participate from the comfort of your own home as it's done remotely. All you need is a device with internet access and have an email address, and you're good to go. That's really all you need to do. Just go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button at the top of the page. As Bill said, you know, it's best to get ahead and get quality information ahead of time, as opposed to when you are dealing with a long-term care crisis or a health crisis and there's so much emotion and stress involved. Might as well get a hold of the situation now and have a clear understanding on what options are available to you and what assistance may be available to you if this is something that you or a loved one can possibly see in the offing. Go ahead and take advantage now. Go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button at the top of the page. You can also find information about scheduling some time to speak with an elder law attorney if you have other questions for the team at WG Alexander and Associates. wgalaw.com is the place to go, or you can also call 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. A short break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Learn more about Bill, the team at WG Alexander and Associates, and their free webinars happening this Wednesday, May 8th. Learn more at wgalaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. If you're interested in learning more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, information for those who are dealing with a long-term care crisis, you want to attend that morning session. If you're interested in learning about asset protection and trust planning, the afternoon session has you covered. Both are free to attend. Go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, of course, Medicaid is a big part of that morning webinar. And Medicaid planning is something that, you've beat the drum on a lot because it's so complicated.
Well, oftentimes folks come to us and sometimes they've just talked to their neighbor and sometimes they've talked to another attorney who basically has recommended what I call a five-year trust. In other words, it's actually a trust that generally makes you ineligible for Medicaid for a five-year period because there's a five-year look back. And I want folks to know that rarely do you need that kind of irrevocable trust. Now, we do them. We know how to do them. It's just that we rarely do them because we can get most families on Medicaid very quickly, even in a crisis, when somebody is already in the nursing home. Or they're in the hospital and they know that the discharge is likely going to be to long-term care in the nursing facility. And in almost every case, we can get a person on Medicaid very, very quickly, within a month or two oftentimes, which is a whole lot better than a five-year, close the window over a five-year period, pay for all the care for 5 years, and then apply for Medicaid? No, I don't think so. Crisis-based planning works, and you don't have to worry about the five-year look back if it's done correctly. Obviously, this needs the experience of an elder law attorney helping a family to do it because it is tricky. But the fact is it can be done, and it's crazy, in my experience, not to do it if you are one of the majority that can be eligible for Medicaid very quickly. And, of course, anytime that we do planning, Medicaid eligibility is just the first part of the plan. It's asset protection is also the second part and just as important to folks because you not only want eligibility so you can go on Medicaid quickly, but you want to make sure that your home, your farm, and other property that you've worked so hard for is protected. And this is true whether you're single or married. Oftentimes when you're married, there's also a secondary, if not a primary concern, that there's sufficient resources left for the spouse who's not sick and doesn't need that type of care. But, folks should understand that you can be on Medicaid and own a home and own other real estate and have investments and nest egg and the like. You don't have to be poor to go on to Medicaid, but you do need an experienced elder law attorney to help you get there, and that's pretty darn important. Now, there is a reason I'm not real partial to five-year trusts anyway, and a lot of folks don't realize it, but if you are trying to, say, protect your home, and there's lots of different ways to protect your home without a five-year trust. But let's say that's what you're trying to do and you're willing to do a five-year trust. The bad news is that when you do a trust like that, you cannot be a beneficiary of that trust. In other words, when you create a trust like that, you're actually naming, you can't name your spouse either. You have to name your children or grandchildren as the beneficiaries of the trust, and then hope they turn around and make sure that you're okay. Well, I'm not real partial to that kind of planning. We can do it a different way and a much better way than that. So, no, now there are rare times when a trust like that might be appropriate, but well, like I said, we just don't do them very often in our law firm. Now, there is a trust that I use frequently in Medicaid planning, particularly when I have a married couple. And this is true when both are getting older and frail and they have children who can manage things for themselves. But what I generally do is have what's called a supplemental needs trust created in their last will and testament. This is a will-based trust, and it's a very effective one because then if I can get the property funded properly, then when one spouse dies, the property falls into the supplemental needs trust for the benefit of the other spouse, for the surviving spouse. And the children are the trustees who manage the property. And what's so nice about a supplemental needs trust that's done properly is that it's not countable for Medicaid. It doesn't, there's no 5-year look back. It creates no sanction as it relates, or penalty as it relates to Medicaid. So someone who's already in the nursing home, if the healthier spouse dies first, the supplemental needs trust protects every penny, and the money in the trust or the property in the trust can be used to supplement the care of the person in the nursing home. And there's no limitation on it. It's all discretionary, so it's all asset protected. And then when the second spouse dies, then what's in the trust can then be distributed to the children with that's totally asset protected, and there's no problem. And so to me, that's good planning. That's the kind of plans that people want to have, and that for Medicaid, that's exactly what they should have.
If your goal is to protect your home, you just heard there's multiple ways to get to that endpoint. And having the insight of an elder law attorney and your current situation is really helpful for making sure that you have the most control over your situation so that you're not left in a crisis. So if you would like to get a hold of an elder law attorney, you can go to WGALaw.com to get a hold of WG Alexander and Associates. Schedule some time to speak with a professional, get some professional advice. If you're interested in learning more about the free webinars happening this Wednesday, May 8th, you can go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button at the top of the page. Learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance for those who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. In the afternoon session, you can learn more about asset protection and trust planning. You can go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to register for free. No cost associated with the webinars, just a wonderful free educational opportunity for you to learn more from the team at WG Alexander and Associates. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander and Associates, also where you can register for their free webinars this Wednesday, May 8th. Be sure to register as they do these the second Wednesday of every month. Going to have to wait until June. If you don't sign up now, go to WGALaw.com or call 919-256-7000 to learn more. 919-256-7000. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, having a discussion related to Medicaid, and you know, nothing really hits home like a good story because you can learn from other people's experiences. Well,
I had a client who was in the office this week, and she owned a farm with her sister, and each of the sisters owned 50%. Now, her sister, unfortunately, is sick. I don't represent the sister, but the what was going on was real important. And of course, the crux of the story is that having an experienced elder law attorney help you through these kinds of things is extraordinarily important. But her sister said that she went to an attorney. I don't know that it was an elder law attorney. In fact, it didn't sound like an elder law attorney, but he had the sister transfer 1% of her interest in her home place to her children. And so my first thought was, well, that was unnecessary because in essence, your home place is exempt in almost every case. So you don't need that kind of deed. And I said, well, did she do anything else with it? Did she have right of survivorship on her home place? And no, I don't think so. Well, is there any kind of legacy deed or some other way to protect it because her sister's going to go on Medicaid? And she says, no, her sister hadn't done anything. Well, the fact is, even if the sister is eligible, that 1% deed does not protect her 50% interest in the property. And there are different ways of protecting that 50%, which she should do right away. I mean, one of the big mistakes that people make is they'll go on Medicaid and their home is exempt, and they don't realize that they still have to protect their home from Medicaid estate recovery. And it's these cases that bring up why people think they need to go in and protect their house before they ever need nursing care. But the fact is, when you need nursing care, you better make sure that your home is protected from estate recovery. And elder law attorneys know how to do this. And it can be done, and you can stay on Medicaid, and no problem as far as that goes. But the point is that that if you go into a nursing home on Medicaid and you still own a home, then you need to take action to protect that. And you can do it even after you're in a nursing home and on Medicaid. But if you don't do anything and you still own your home at the time of your death, then that's when the state can and does successfully put a lien on your house. And oftentimes the lien is for more than the entire value of the house. So in essence, you're forced to sell the house and all the money ends up going to the state of North Carolina to reimburse Medicaid. And that's, truthfully, it's tragic when it happens and it's unnecessary, but it's only because the family did not go to an elder law attorney in order to protect it when they could have protected it. And that's a sad state.
It really is. And that's why it is so important to get good and proper advice ahead of time. If you would like to speak with an elder law attorney, or if you would like to attend one of the free webinars, the best way to do that is to go to WGALaw.com. You can schedule some time to speak with a professional, get sound advice. And if you are interested in attending the free webinars, those are happening this coming Wednesday, May 8th. They're done the second Wednesday of every month, so you're going to have to wait until June if you can't attend this Wednesday's sessions. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance. You just heard a story about Medicaid planning. You can learn more by attending the morning session. Also covers VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available to most middle-class families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. Go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button in order to register to attend. The afternoon session deals with asset protection and trust planning. Both sessions are completely free. There's no cost associated to attend. A wonderful educational opportunity for you. WGALaw.com is the website to learn more. The phone number to call is 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. Quick break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Don't forget, their free webinars are happening this Wednesday, May 8th. These are done the second Wednesday of every month. Learn more about long-term care assistance. If you have questions related to Medicaid, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. As we often discuss on this program, there are so many myths and half-truths that seem to be very popular related to Medicaid. This is a wonderful way to get some highly credible information. This also covers VA benefits for those who need financial assistance when dealing with a long-term care crisis. Go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more, also to register and attend. It's completely free to do so. We hope to see you there this coming Wednesday on our free webinars. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we're talking a lot about Medicaid today and trusts involved. And now we're going to move our focus to revocable trusts.
Well, a lot of folks come in to the office and we have our consultation, and they basically say, well, you know, we did wills about 20 years ago, and which, I mean, that's about average, quite frankly. And it's like, well, we've heard revocable trust might be something good for us. We'd like to avoid probate and the costs of court administration, and we've heard that trust might be a way to do that. Well, a trust is not the only way to avoid probate and court administration, but it is a good way, particularly based upon the circumstances. And so oftentimes our consultations start with, okay, is a trust appropriate for you? Well, and that depends. But the fact is if you have a if you're pretty well-to-do and you want to do certain kinds of things, then a trust oftentimes is the best way to accomplish your goals. Now, clearly, if you have a net worth that where you have to worry about the possibility of your children having to pay estate tax, then, of course, under those circumstances, a trust is clearly the way to go. But there are lots of other reasons, even with modest estates, where a revocable trust is an excellent way or the best way to plan. Clearly, families are not as simple as they were in past years. It's nice when you have an Ozzie and Harriet family where everything's just perfect, but there's there's not many perfect families in the world. So the fact is, if you have anything complicated about your family, you know, second marriage, third marriage, children by previous marriage, his, mine, yours, ours, and the whole bit, then a trust is almost always going to be the best way to plan for any complication. And it might be you might have a child that with special needs. It might be that you have a child that has different kinds of needs because they're terrible with money. Or it may be that you want to protect your spouse upon your death. And give your husband or wife an asset protection trust that can't be taken away from them, or so that trust is preserved for the benefit of the children or grandchildren later on. Or it may be a situation where while you're not worried about your spouse, you know your children are going to inherit a nice sum, each child is going to inherit at least $1 million or something, and it's like, wouldn't we want to put that in an asset protection trust for their lifetime, so that we don't have to worry about our inheritance going to my child's spouse in a divorce. Well, that's a concern for all parents in terms of we want to love our spouse's children and our, I mean, of course we do, our grandchildren, but our children's spouse is what I meant to say. And it's wonderful when everything works out beautifully, but we all know that divorce is common. And so it's more common than we'd like it to be. And so making sure that our inheritance for our child, we want to make darn sure it goes to our child and not someone else, other than our grandchildren anyway. So, but the fact is that a trust-based plan can do that for you. There are lots of other reasons why a trust-based plan can be extremely helpful. Anyone who owns real estate that's not in the state of North Carolina, and that can be for upteen different reasons, or it might be that you own mineral rights out in Oklahoma or Texas or North Dakota or Tennessee for that matter. I mean, it's the kind of thing where if you own property that's based on real estate outside the state of North Carolina, a trust is going to save you a lot of money. Because, why? Because if you don't have a trust, then you're going to have a probate and court administration in every state in which you have real estate. So if you have a condo at Myrtle Beach, that's got to be probated in South Carolina if you don't have a trust. If you have mineral rights in Texas, it's going to be probated in Texas if you don't have a trust. If you just own a, you know, if you had a family house on the Great Lakes, that's in essence a family heritage type cottage. Again, if it's not in a trust, if your interest is not in a trust, then upon your death, you're going to have a probate and court administration, and it can be extraordinarily expensive. North Carolina is actually not a bad state to die in, if you will, because our probate expenses are much lower than most other states, and that is meaningful. But like I've said, a revocable trust is a wonderful planning tool. And when I do, I mean, the majority of the planning that I do for my clients is actually typically a joint revocable trust. And I like joint trust because people generally come to us and they've been married for a number of years and almost all of their property is owned together, and they own a lot of it joint with right of survivorship, and they own their real estate together as husband and wife. And so from my perspective, families like that, having a joint trust just makes it so easy for them, because then you take the joint bank account and put it into the joint trust. You take the real estate that's owned together, put it in the joint trust. So it's much easier for those folks. And, you know, one of the things about trusts that I guess some folks just don't realize is that for tax purposes, a revocable trust is, in essence, a pass-through entity. The Internal Revenue Service ignores the fact that you have a revocable trust or a joint revocable trust. You use your Social Security number for everything in the trust. And so the IRS doesn't even know you have a revocable trust. They just, you pay your taxes the same way you've always paid your taxes. And so, but you have an estate tax plan inside your trust, and you have other plans inside your trust. A lot of folks don't, at least the trusts we do, in almost every case, has a disability plan. Well, there are a lot of trusts out there that don't have a disability plan, but from my perspective, if you're going to create a trust at all, why would you not have a plan so that when your children take over things, you know, in other words, you're incompetent or whatever, hopefully you're not ever that bad, but a lot of folks are, and they can't manage their property when they become older and infirm. Or sometimes it's just better for your children to be in charge. But the fact is that while you and your spouse are together, you know how to take care of each other. But when you lose your spouse, or both of you are infirm and your children need to take over, a trust-based plan basically gives your children fiduciary responsibility to carry out your disability plan. And for most of us, our disability plan is going to say, keep us in our home. Don't put us in that old nursing home. Yes, it's more expensive to stay at home, but you're spending our money to keep us where we want to be with the kind of care we want. And you can put that into a trust-based plan where you can at least control to some degree the care you're to receive. And to me, the worst thing for us is not to be in control anymore. And a trust gives you far more control while we're alive and well, and when we're infirm, and then to some degree control after our death in terms of how things are, how our money, how our property is to be utilized after we're gone. And that's one of the reasons I just love trust-based planning. It means so much in terms of what we can do and how we do it. And to the degree that we can create a trust that give asset protection to our children and grandchildren, that to me means a lot. And of course, for many of us, we want to give our spouse the same kind of asset protection, which we can do upon our death. And as folks will learn in my webinar for asset protection planning, that we can create a trust for somebody else, not ourselves in North Carolina, that has absolute asset protection planning if it's done right. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing for folks, because it allows people to sleep well at night.
It's got to be rewarding to be helping folks who are in some of the worst moments when they're in a crisis like that, and you're being able to show them the way and being able to provide them with the planning and the control that they need to get through a situation like that. And as you heard earlier, you know, having control in these situations where you're at your weakest or possibly incapable really goes a long way to make sure that your wishes are being honored. If you would like to speak with an elder law attorney, maybe get some planning done or have your older documents reviewed to make sure that they are in line with exactly what you want, you can get a hold of the team at WG Alexander and Associates by going to WGALaw.com. Schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney or attend their free webinars. They're happening this Wednesday, May 8th. Go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. You can attend the morning session, which deals with long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance for most middle-class families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. The afternoon session deals with asset protection and trust planning. Both are free to attend. Learn more at WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button or call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. Quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find out more about the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars. They happen the second Wednesday of every month. And guess what? This coming Wednesday, May 8th, it's the second Wednesday of the month, so you can attend and learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits. Spent a lot of time talking about Medicaid today, and if you've listened to this program for any amount of time, you know that there's a whole lot of myths and half-truths that are so popular related to Medicaid. This is really worth your time to get a good footing on exactly what most middle-class families can be eligible for when it comes to Medicaid and when it comes to long-term care crises. Go to WGALaw.com, click on that seminars button at the top of the page to learn more. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, what do we need to know before we head out today?
Well, we've been talking about revocable trusts, and the biggest mistake people make with trusts is not funding their trust. And by funding, that basically means transferring property that's owned individually or jointly to themselves as trustee under a valid trust agreement. And I can tell you, lots of folks come in to me and want me to review their trust, and the first thing I ask is, what's in it? And oftentimes they look at me blankly like, you mean there's supposed to be something in the trust? And I've said, absolutely, a trust is worthless if it doesn't have property to control. And of course, people are taken advantage by, if it's not in their trust, oftentimes it has to go through probate and court administration to get into their trust. And that's the worst case scenario. It's not saving them any money under those circumstances. In fact, it's wasting a lot of money, and it's also wasting a lot of time. But when you create a revocable trust, transferring property to the trustee, which is normally yourself, is something that needs to be done. I blame the attorneys for not following up when a trust is unfunded or not fully funded. And revocable trusts need to be funded. And of course, irrevocable trusts aren't going to do anything at all unless you have actually transferred property into the trust. So it's funding is a key ingredient in terms of not just planning, but making a plan that will work the way you want it to work. Because, you know, a lot of folks can have a plan, but there's upteen ways they can destroy the plan where it, and if it doesn't work the way you intend it to work, then it's not a good plan.
It's like having a safe, but having all your valuables outside of the safe. It doesn't really do you a whole lot of good. If hearing that has caused some concern for you and you want to speak with an elder law attorney, go to WGALaw.com or call 919-256-7000. Don't forget, the free webinars are happening this Wednesday, May 8th. Go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more about long-term care assistance or asset protection and trust planning. Thank you so much for being with us today. We hope you'll do it again next time. You've been listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.